Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. Okay, so I've been married about 25 years, and so I've been a little bit out of the game. And apparently there's this term called sociosexuality, and that describes people that just want to have sex with no love, no commitment, just, you know, friends with benefits, I guess, sort of thing. And so apparently a lot of these dating apps are acquired and used by people that are looking for sociosexuality. The problem is you don't know who you're going to get. When you're using the internet, it kind of takes away all the other nuances and smells and pheromones and other sorts of signals that people give when they want to have sex with you. Now, I'm a heterosexual female, so for me, I can very easily tell, right? You know, just by looking at, you know, the guy, if, you know, I can tell if they're even thinking about marriage or if this is, you know, okay, maybe just not even a one night, a 12 and a half minute at the most escapade. So I think we women are pretty good with that. But apparently some men are having little issues because they don't want to approach a woman and say, we're going to just do a one night stand. This is going to be, you know, just, they don't even think they even bring that up. It's a hookup, or whatever term they use, let's just smash, and they don't want to get it wrong. You sleep with a person who really wants more, it could turn pretty ugly. So apparently, science is on the case, and some scientists in Australia, I apologize, I hurt my fingers, it's really hard to do one hand, and then my Band-Aid is falling off. Apparently, some scientists in Australia asked heterosexual men and women about their levels of sociosexuality, so willingness to engage in sexual activity outside of a committed relationship, what you and I would call casual sex. And they took a bunch of pictures of them. And they identified facial features of those who might be more willing to just have a hookup, which is probably very, very, very valuable information for people on Tinder. So I don't look anything like it, thank God. They say men who were open to casual sex typically had longer faces, higher foreheads, longer nose, and larger eyes. Women, however, they say women accurately identified. They're like, yeah, those dudes are into like a quickie. Yet men perceived women wrong. Apparently, women that are more interested in casual sex. Do you guys need time to get a pen and paper? Okay, should I give you, am I going too fast? Okay. So women, I can't believe you have to write this down. Women whose facial features suggest that they are into casual sex. What is the opposite of me? Alright? They have small eyes, not big googly eyes like I do. They have small lips. They have a slender face, and I think that's it. So, did you guys get all that? Small eyes, small lips, slender face. They say the results suggest women are good at correctly identifying physical characteristics in men that indicate interest in a one-night stand, but not men. Men, uh-uh. They probably thought somebody that looked like me was the biggest hoochie mama, and I'm not. My knees are bolted together, you know, 369 days of the year. So, the study authors from Macquarie University in Australia wanted to learn more about whether sociosexuality is written in our faces. No, I think what's going on, this is what I think is going on, is the sex industry and the dating industry are probably one of the biggest untapped industries where, yeah, we might have Tinder and Grindr and all these other sorts of apps, but people, what do people want? I mean, by the way, any of you guys that are looking for a new business, you got to figure out what is it that people want. Okay, well, you know, people want to date. They don't want to be accused of sexual assault. They don't want to, you know, have to marry somebody they don't want to marry, or they want to find somebody to marry. And so I foresee that there's going to be a lot of tech, if not already, and there's going to be a lot of drive in industry to help people figure out who they're approaching. Now, it was a lot easier back in the 80s and 90s where you would just go to a bar and whatever. But still, people didn't want to meet people at bars. You know, I mean, I met people at school, but if I hadn't gone to school, I met my husband at college. And so, would I have really gone into a bar? Would I have had somebody maybe set me up on a blind date? Would I have put an ad in the Penny Saver? I don't know. I mean, I was desperate to be married by 25 years old. And if I had to put an ad out, I probably would have. I was like, I need a husband. I need it now because my ovaries are going to, like, you know, go kaput. So that's, I think, the biggest industry now. And like I said, many people, and I can't speak for everybody, but I talk to a lot of heterosexual guys. And their biggest concern is that they start taking somebody out. They start dumping a bunch of money into dates. And they're honest with me. And then they want to have sex, and she has a 2-year rule, or a 20 date rule, or a not till I'm married rule, which, by the way, is pretty admirable. I get that. I wanted to wait till I was married. I mean, I think that's a really, really cool thing. You don't have to worry about getting HPV. You don't have to worry about adultery. You don't have to worry about a whole bunch of things because you're only having sex when you're married. But, you know, sadly, things didn't work out, and, it's unfortunate, but, you know, things happen. So I believe that there's a lot of money to be made. I believe there's some big industries. I'd even invest in the stock of a company that tries to have these apps to help figure out who it is that is going to kind of mesh with your sort of expectations when it comes to sex and dating. Now, apparently in some of these apps, you could just say it. I forget which one is strictly hookup. You only go on there if you're looking for sex. I don't know what that one is called. This is what happens if you're married for 25 years. So I'm sure a lot of the young people are going to, okay. All right. Oh, okay. No, I'm not going to advertise for them. They should be a sponsor then. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I know some of you come and listen to my show because you want updates on coronavirus. And then some of you are concerned that because we keep updating coronavirus, that we keep making it a thing, keep making it a big deal. So here's the thing. I can actually see both sides. I'm probably one of the very few people on this earth that can totally, I see how everybody's right. And can I just take a step back with that? You know, I have friends that are conservative and friends that are liberal and very intelligent friends on both sides. And when I hear people say Republicans are idiots or Democrats are every idiot, No. Okay, if you have a very, very valid argument, okay, I mean, I've come to learn that some of the most intelligent people with their logic can make an argument for anything. And then what happens, and once there's opinion involved, and the opinion is not based on actual fact, that's when the whole sort of conversation starts to fall. So let's look at politics, all right? Some people say we need a wall to help, you know, prevent immigration. We need to, you know, to prevent illegal immigration and to help out the border agents. Yet somebody might use a logical explanation going, but just a wall isn't what's stopping the immigration, the people, you know, emigrating from and immigrating to. It's because there's all this, grief and cartels and drug money and all sorts of other sorts of secondary gain, whether they're fleeing, whether they're refugees, whatever. So somebody can make this argument and go, okay, so I get why maybe, you know, better money could be spent somewhere else. But then other people make the argument, look, okay, you need a wall. If the border agents can't control cartel, can't control people coming over, and, you know, so both sides can make some very logical points. And I just don't understand why there can't be a happy medium. Well, this is kind of what I try to do with COVID. All right? I think the initial hysteria was, I don't want to say overdone, but the COVID was scary. And so if somebody says, well, you know, we had to do lockdowns, you know, we had to tell people this was scary, people were dying, they're not wrong. People were dying. We didn't know what the heck we were dealing with. And, you know, when you watch some of these shows that are talking about, you know, somebody's sick, but they don't have, like, reality TV shows before anybody knew it was COVID, and they're like, yeah, this person's sick. We don't know what it is. Is it atypical pneumonia? We know. I mean, I know as a doctor, this was some deadly, scary stuff, and we weren't prepared. But on the flip side, did we have to deputize and throw so much of our liberties away and allow the government to do some of the things that they were doing, which I think was completely inappropriate? And so it was a very, very scary time. Not only scary because of COVID, but there were some people not that scared of COVID, but they were scared to death of going to jail for trying to feed their family and open up a business. You had, you know, people say, yeah, but there was unemployment insurance. There was, you know, people could get unemployment. No, there were so many people in Nevada who were writing me going, I still can't get benefits. What do I do? Help. And the unemployment offices were overwhelmed, and, you know, many of them were gig workers. It took months before gig workers were able to get any sort of help or relief, and it was just a scary time all the way around. And if we would have maybe slowed it down, taken it more methodical, you know, not had the government involved to the degree that they did, people were staying home on their own. People who were concerned were staying home. It's not that everything had to close down as a mandate. People could have the first couple weeks stayed home, started to get a grip of what was going on. As, you know, we learn more, educate more, figure out ways to serve the public. But if a restaurant or a retail wants to, you know, be there for the public, they get to be there for the public. If somebody needs dental care, if somebody needs medical care, they should still be able to go. But doctor's office is closed, dentist closed. And so both sides were right. COVID was scary, and there was chaos, but we didn't need mass hysteria. So on my show, I'm a doctor. I'm an advocate for, you know, public health. I want to give you guys the latest and the greatest. And so I know people find fault with whenever I tell you there was a side effect or an FDA warning of a vaccine, then I'm not doing my job. And I know people get upset when I tell you that COVID cases are surging. They are. COVID cases are surging with this Delta variant. I mean, but I, you know what? Am I just supposed to sit here and talk about pimples? I mean, so you know, for those of you that listen and go, gosh, you know, she's bringing up the Delta cases, and I don't have any gain or anything to gain for there to be hysteria on COVID. And I don't have anything to gain by warning people of some of the side effects that are being reported on the vaccines. But if there is some gain, because, you know, we all have a purpose, I think my purpose is just to tell you guys what I get in terms of the facts and give you guys my opinion and try to steer things in the least hysterical, least chaotic way. If there's side effects of the vaccines, I'm going to tell you. If there's COVID cases surging and some people are at risk, I'm going to tell you. Because one thing we have a lack of is some very, very apolitical sort of narrative coming from the news. And so if, you know, there's a news outlet that wants to push masks in schools, the news might lean that way. And no, it shouldn't be that way. So, you know, and I try my best. And I do give my opinions. I mean, this isn't an opinion-free show. You're going to get my opinion. And I want to hear from your opinions, too. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, or 1-877-362-3254. But this show is going to tell you both sides of any topic that comes across my desk. And so, you know, if you're liberal, you'll like it. If you're conservative, you'll like it. If you, you know, you're liberal, you'll hate it. If you're conservative, you might not like it. So, here we go. Total of 43 states and the District of Columbia are seeing their numbers of COVID-19 infections increase. No. All right. They're rising. We knew they were rising. They rise. All right. People are out there. They're getting together. The Delta variant's our way. All right. You will see some headlines saying the red states are having the most issues. Okay. Do we really have to make it political? Some people say, yeah. You know, governors might have laxed their rules, things like that. But they say 15 states, most of them in the South with low vaccination rates, have seen their cases at least double over the last 14 days. Apparently in Mississippi, 33.4% of residents are fully vaccinated. COVID infections have spiked by 57% from an average of 192 cases per day to 303 cases per day. In Louisiana, there's only about 35.8% fully vaccinated. They've had about a 115% increase. Now, remember, Louisiana, a lot of tourism. I'm not surprised. And so, you know, as the majority of states, and we're talking about 43, so I don't know why they're being so, you know, some of these outlets are being so specific about red or blue. It's just COVID is rising. It's there's cases in Pennsylvania. There's cases in Maryland. There's cases in Montana. There's cases in Missouri. I mean, you know, cases are rising. That's all right. Let's get the politics aside for a little bit. Now, they say at least 15. Most of them in the South have seen their numbers of infections at least double across a 14-day period. States with the highest vaccination rates, California, Illinois, New York, and Vermont, all seen cases rise. So even states with high vaccine rates still have cases rising. The U.S. is now recording an average of 23,000 COVID cases a day. I am seeing here on my, I use the Worldometers. I like that term, worldometers. It kind of sounds like something you see at a carnival. But we've had, sadly, another 15 deaths. But our hospitalizations went up a little bit. But, again, we're still in control. The ICUs can still handle things. Some local areas need to shift ventilators. But COVID's still with us. Health experts warn that the worrying increase in cases linked to the Delta variant that was known to originally start in India accounts for 97% of infections in some states. Now, Joe Biden's administration says they're reportedly out of ideas on how to raise the stagnant COVID vaccination rate. And I got to tell you, what made me decide to get the COVID vaccine? Well, because COVID scared me. It wasn't that somebody was going to offer me money. It wasn't because somebody was going to go to the front door of my house. We're going to talk about that in a second. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation continues to haunt the American economy. The consumer price index for used cars, trucks, and food continue to skyrocket. Gasoline is up another 2.5% over the last 30 days. Money mind Steve Forbes on Fox Business says financial disaster is looming.
The Fed, I think, is realizing bad things are coming, and they're trying to find desperate ways to stem the leaks in the dam. But with all those spending bills coming through, what they go through, watch out. The dam will break.
The chain consumer price index for all urban consumers increased 5.3% over the last year. Texas Governor Greg Abbott criticized state Democrats who ran away Monday in an effort to block the GOP's election integrity bill. Abbott says the missing lawmakers could be arrested upon their return to the state. He said members of the Texas House of Representatives who are still in state can't call for the arrests of their colleagues who do not show up to vote. USA Radio News. College sports is a multi-billion dollar industry, so why not pay the athletes that earn the institutions big money? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf signs legislation to allow college athletes in his state to begin earning money based on their name, image, and likeness, which is commonly referred to as NIL. The Democrat governor telling reporters this was the right thing to do.
We appreciate the fact that Pennsylvania has enacted a law that gives student athletes the ability to earn compensation based on their NIL. This will be beneficial to student athletes as well as the institutions that they attend.
Under Pennsylvania's law, schools and athletic leagues cannot sanction college athletes for being paid royalties for sales of team jerseys, college team video games, or college team trading cards. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly, the show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Dr. Dolly. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so work with me, people. Work with me. All right. One thing I am seeing, and I think some of you guys are seeing, is there's about some poop about to roll downhill. And so as the Delta variants are rising and we're hearing that at least 43 states are starting to see spikes and some hospitals are starting to be overwhelmed, there is going to be a Eye of Mordor that's going to shift and look at the vaccine hesitant. I know the media calls them anti-vaxxers, but they're not all anti-vaxxers. But the Eye of Mordor is going to shift and look at those who are vaccine hesitant. And what I predict is those people who are vaccine hesitant are going to be, even though in some places they're a majority, overall, there is going to be a big campaign and a big push, as we've already started to see, to not let them work, not let them in the building, not let them fly, not let them have certain liberties that the Constitution should provide for them. And we spoke about the legality of it. I didn't think that the government would be allowed to, you know, force somebody to get a vaccine or prevent them from having some of their rights. But remember that case in the early 1900s where somebody who didn't want to get the smallpox vaccine, the Supreme Court sided with, I forget, the government, saying, yeah, for public health, the government has that liberty. And same thing with jobs and institutions and schools. You have the right to not work. You have the right to not go to that job. So if you don't want to get a vaccine, then you just, and if they want to fire you, they have the right to fire you. You have the right not to work there. So that's how the law is going to get around this, such that those who are vaccine hesitant can be fired, can be restricted from things, all in the name of public health. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, then fine. If I'm not going to get a job because I wasn't vaccinated, then fine. I'll have to get benefits. Who knows? The government could do anything. The government could say no. If you had the opportunity to get a job and you chose not to do what it took to get that job, i.e. a vaccine, you might not qualify for benefits. Now, I don't know if any of these things are coming around the bend, but I do see the writing on the wall. When yesterday the Biden administration flirted with the idea of they kind of need to come up with a new plan, because apparently giving, I don't know, joints for jabs and giving people marijuana, not that I really think I want an 18-year-old who's never touched marijuana to now start, but you know, giving marijuana and sweepstakes and things like that, if those aren't working, they need a quote-unquote new plan. And my concern is, as these cases are rising, there's going to be a lot of public sort of fervor and anger and knives and pitchforks towards a population that they want to blame. Now, I don't, no matter how much we've progressed with racism and sexism and bigotry, people want to hate. People want to blame. People are always looking for, I'm having an issue here. Okay, oh, we're good. Okay. You know, people, it's in our nature to want to have that tribalism. I'm a cowboy fan. It could be an absolute stranger. I don't even know. They could be good guys, bad guys, whatever. I'm going to go up to them and I'm going to be like, yeah, go Zeke! Or whatever I say. You know? I can't say go Witten because he's not there anymore. I can't say go Romo. Dak! But, and we bond. Alright, I mean, as long as humans are alive, people are going to want to have a group, they're going to want to tribalize, they're going to want to hate the Packers, or they're going to want to, you know, hate the Redskins, or I'm sorry, not the Redskins, the Washington football team, whatever. There's always going to be this unity and this. So what's happening now with COVID is, as cases are rising, right, there's going to be concern that those who have not gotten the vaccine is allowing this to still be a thing, allowing the variants to grow and hop onto others and mutate, even though vaccinated individuals are still getting COVID. Vaccinated individuals are still going to the hospital at a very small degree. I think less than 1% of any of the COVID deaths have been those who were vaccinated, so we know vaccines work. But I'm just saying right now, what I think we need to do, and I don't know if those who are vaccine hesitant have tried to speak and explain what it is they're concerned about, but work with me, people. All right? Work with me so I can at least get the word out on what it is that's making some of you hesitant, and what is it that you're looking for. So, for example, I spoke to a few African-American patients of mine in Mississippi, Alabama, one in Nevada, and they were straight out saying, look, the studies weren't done on black people. Now, I know the news wants to make it look like it's only red or Trump supporters that are anti-vaccine, but these are people with no political affiliation that I didn't ask, and they were like, look, I'd like to see studies done on black individuals. So then fine, if people are worried about vaccine hesitancy in states that might have higher numbers of African Americans not getting the vaccine, Why haven't we pulled together any of the data of African Americans and their results with the vaccine? Another concern I'm being told, and again, this is just, you know, one-on-one, is if I get a reaction, I'm not near a hospital. So if I feel fine, it's safer for me just to do what I'm doing. Okay, well then maybe that's an issue. Then maybe there needs to be a sort of pipeline or a pathway where if you do get the vaccine, and if God forbid there is a reaction, these are your steps. You don't have to worry about multi-thousand dollar hospital bills. Now I know that could be kind of a mess because somebody could say they're short of breath, and the short of breath could be from anything, and the hospital shouldn't have to pay for it. But maybe if the government is so worried about these vaccine hesitant people and throwing millions of dollars into sweepstakes, why not offer that if there is any side effect, you go to this clinic free of charge? I think a lot more people will then be like, okay, then I'll get the vaccine. But, you know, I want to hear from those who are vaccine hesitant on what is it that you're actually concerned about. The media is making it sound like you guys think that there's a microchip injected into you. So, of course, the media is going to have a free-for-all and government or whatever, making it look like these people are conspiracy theorists. But if there are actual concerns that you have with a certain pharmaceutical company or studies done or safety or access to care, or, you know, you might really, really believe in natural immunity, let us know that. All right, tell me so I could at least convey, because I hate seeing people discriminated against, and there's going to be more. I mean, if you thought picking who could work and who can't work was beyond, you know, a government's reach, that's already starting to happen with those who have been vaccinated or not. And some states will protect you and say, look, you could still go to work, you could still, you know, but others, they're going to be like, fine, no. If the whole industry doesn't want you because you didn't get vaccinated, there's not much we could do. And so before it gets to this point or any more where, because we still have over 100 some million people in our country that have not gotten the vaccine, don't you think we want to know why? Is anybody really asking and then addressing the why? I see some studies saying, yeah, some people say it's side effects, some people say they don't trust it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, yeah, that's nice, and that's kind of common sense, but let's really find out what it is that they don't trust. You know, is it that it followed all this fear and hysteria of, you know, COVID can kill you, so they don't want anything COVID-related in their body? What exactly is it? So work with me, reach out to me, and I'll try to convey, because we got to figure something out. 1-877-DOCELLY.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there.
and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. And they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me. Is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal. You cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So sadly, scores of major wildfires are, from what we're being told, unchecked across the West as of today, while we are battling an unrelenting heat wave and historic drought. USA Today said it has turned a wide swath of the nation into tinder. That doesn't sound very good. There are 67 blazes that have consumed 1,400 square miles of mostly timber and brush, but an undetermined number of homes have burned and thousands threatened. More than 14,200 wildland firefighters and support personnel were battling the fires as of Tuesday. So according to the National Weather Service, the excessive heat wave in parts of the West continue to linger, with potentially a few record high temperatures today in portions of California and Nevada. They say the heat's only going to make things worse. We're only in the second week of July. We got a long summer still ahead of us. They say there's going to be widespread readings in the 90s and 100s. Temperatures will only increase over the weekend and into the next week. Through Monday, over 33,000 fires had scorched 2 million acres across the nation. Wow. The most fires through that date in a decade, they say, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. What do they mean by that? The most fires through that date in a decade. The largest fire in the country was burning in southwest Oregon near the California border. It's called the Bootleg Fire. It has disrupted service on three transmission lines, providing up to 5,500 megawatts of electricity to California. California's power grid operator has repeatedly asked for voluntary power conservation during evening hours. Yeah, you know, in Nevada, they asked to conserve power. And so I did. I do my part, and it's because I feel guilty because I like my showers, you know, and so I feel like, you know what, I flush the toilet twice, right? I just want to make sure it's all out. And so I feel bad, you know, from that reason. I'm like, yeah, I could shut the lights. I could be without the lights, and I'm fine with that. But to conserve power, we spoke about that. You know, if you don't have to dry your clothes in a dryer, but you could dry them outside, do that. If you don't have to have the temperature on in the 60s, move it up to the 70s. They say 78 is ideal. At night, you could even raise it because it's cooler, even though most of us have been taught to raise it down to 68 or lower it to 68 so we could sleep. Shut off the lights. Unplug your electronics. Your computers do not need to be plugged in all the time, and they are. So these are things that kind of need to be done. A lot of people don't do it because who's going to watch? See, the mask, you're outside, so everybody sees you. So you're like, all right, I'll put on a mask. But how many people, you know, check your house? So my guess is the power companies are going to start dinging you, or if you hit a certain percentage and you're a high user, you're going to start getting surcharges. I wouldn't be surprised by any of that. But right now, 8 fires have raged in California. Blazes are also burning in Washington, Idaho, Montana, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, Wyoming, Colorado, Minnesota, and Alaska. See, I haven't slept because I've raised the air in my house. Anyway, fires in Washington, Idaho, Montana, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, Wyoming, Colorado, Minnesota, and Alaska amid a week of heat warnings, record-smashing temperatures, and regional drought. So this Bootleg Fire has burned at least 7 homes, more than 40 other buildings, and they say the blaze raced through 240 square miles. 2,000 homes are currently threatened. According to the U.S. Forest Service, they said conditions were so extreme that firefighters needed to disengage and move to predetermined safety zones. Fire managers evaluated conditions and looked for opportunities to reengage firefighters safely. According to Tim McCarley, he said his family was ordered to flee their home with flames just minutes behind them. They told us to get the hell out, because if not, you're dead. And he described the blaze as a fire-nado. Flames leaping dozens of feet into the air, jumping around, catching trees, and then explosions like boom, boom, boom. See, this is what I told you guys about. I mean, I got the cats, I got the dogs, we have, you know, our guns, I got some medications, I don't really have any jewelry, but if somebody said, you need to leave now, do you guys have a plan? Do you have, like, a suitcase ready to go? See, the reason why I don't want to have a suitcase ready to go is if we ever get robbed and somebody takes that suitcase, that's my suitcase that has everything I need, you know, and my Spanx and, you know, my makeup. And I don't want that to happen. So, do you guys have a go-to of what to grab, you could do that. You could do a safe, you know, but most safes are kind of big. But I don't know if people have their go-to. I mean, if there's a fire and it's going to ruin everything in your house, mementos, all that. You know, it's interesting. I post a lot of pictures on Facebook, and I'm not a real big social media fan. You know, I'd love for you guys to follow me on Twitter and Instagram and things like that, but I don't really do what I'm supposed to do with that, except I post pictures on there because I don't know where all the pictures are of my kids when they were younger and the hard drives, and I think I've lost them. I think computers have crashed. I don't know what happened to them in the backup. And so I noticed when I posted on Facebook, at least they're there. And I know now that there's a cloud and all that, but I worry about the cloud. Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. So, you know, I would just suggest, you know, for any of you that live in an area where at a moment's notice you need to flee, you know, you might want to have everything in one spot, hopefully not when there's a fire, that is ready to grab and go. And change out the medicines. If let's say it's medications, then change out the medications. Every month or two. This way you don't have expired medicines in there. And just have like a ready go-to grab bag. The Klamath County, Oregon Sheriff's Office began to issue citations and urged residents in mandatory evacuation areas to leave immediately, saying officers would make arrests if necessary. They say people have been advised to evacuate over the last several days. Some have not listened and continue to travel within the restricted area. They say this violates the closure restrictions and interferes with firefighting and life-saving. So, Northern California, they have the Beckwith Complex fires. Less than 25% surrounded after days of battling flames, evacuation orders for northern areas, including Nevada. And then in Washington, they have the Batterman Road fire and the Assateague Complex fire. In Idaho, Brad Little had to mobilize the National Guard to help fight twin lightning-sparked fires that have together charred nearly 24 square miles. Last night in Nevada, I was ready to take the dog out. I had to wait for the asphalt to cool because Uzi doesn't like wearing her little booties. I bought her little booties so we could go outside for walks and she doesn't burn her feet. And she doesn't like the booties. She tries to take off the booties, so I had to wait till it was like 10:30 at night. And man, there was some lightning. And so this is thunderstorm time. It's lightning. You're going to see monsoon in Arizona and other southern states. And so sadly, this is the time for fires and things like that. So, you know, what's coming around the bend? Well, on the east, it's getting wetter. All right. So the east, hurricanes, water issues. I'd be careful about sinkholes and things like that because I just think it's getting more wet on the east. But then in the west, it's just going to be drier and drier. We're going to be dealing with power outages. We're going to be dealing with power, I think, rollouts, blackouts, rolling blackouts. We're going to be dealing with water restrictions. I think we're going to be dealing with fines. And one of you had asked, you know, is Vegas a good place to move to? I love living in Vegas. And the homes are going up, and I think the homes will continue to go up because people flee California. And I'm from California. I love California, but people flee the politics and the taxes and things like that. But, you know, Nevada, I don't know how many more houses we could build here with the amount of water, you know, that we have. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.